Quasi-Cerebral Talk and Tunes. This is Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. Here's what we've got cooking up this hour. You're tuned in to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're the campus community radio station broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain at Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the Encedo Coast Salish territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, and Kwikwetlem First Nations. This episode of Typically Tuesdays was produced on the Encedo Coast Salish territories of the Ketse, Kwikwetlem, and Stolla First Nations. And at Typically Tuesdays, we recognize the host nations as being the original storytellers and knowledge keepers of these lands, and we thank them for their stewardship. My name is Leslie, and the time has finally come. One of the most highly anticipated episodes of Typically Tuesdays in a given year by me, highly anticipated by me, because I know exactly how this episode is going to unfold. It is time to recount my favorite songs that were released in 2024. I love making this episode every year because it reminds me of the good music that I've really enjoyed. And also, yeah, all I get to do is just talk about the music that I liked. On today's playlist, we're going to listen to music from my top 10 favorite releases of the year, essentially. And that could be a single, a standalone single, or it could be a song from an album that I really liked. And I couldn't pick exactly which song I liked most because I liked all of them. That's the vibe. And to give you like a brief example of a brief taste of what's happening on today's playlist. If I look at the album artwork lined up here, it's really fascinating because like the first couple of songs are these like really cute colors. They're like these purples and blues and pinks, you know, very energetic, sweet colors. Then we move into a very brief period of just black, and then followed exactly by like this like off-white. Then we move into a period which is like colored by these like warm, beautiful hues of like kind of gold and red. This playlist is going to take a turn, and you will understand why, because this year has been one of the most idol-rific years of Typically Tuesday's history, and we're starting it off with idols. Here is Cho Tokimeki Sendenbu. I can't believe I haven't played this song on Typically Tuesdays the entire year. This is Saijo Kuni Kawaiino. Enjoy. I hope, yeah, you better enjoy. I love this song.
I
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays. That was Paida and Criminal Code with Crescent off of Paida's latest release, which is her second album, Second Sighting. Before that, of course, you heard Cho Tokimeki Sendenbu with Saijo Kyu ni Kawaii no. My name is Leslie. I don't even remember when the first time I heard Saijo Kyu ni Kawaii no was, but it very quickly became one of my favorite songs because it seemed really ridiculous. Like, it's just like, it's just so incredibly hyper feminine and cutesy. As much as I've liked J-pop idols, I don't know that I've ever heard a song that was really like that colorful and that like, and that laid it on that thick. Because I believe anybody who speaks Japanese, you're welcome to DM me and correct me. I'm at Typically Tuesdays on Instagram. I believe Saijo Kyu ni Kawaii no means I'm the cutest that I've ever been. And the start of the song is like, I'm the cutest that I've ever been since we broke up. And then it goes on to list all of these things that the narrator's ex is missing out on, and because she's right now, since they broke up, she's the cutest that she's ever been. She's super duper cute right now. I just loved that concept. And I've been listening to the song ever since I found out kind of like the meaning of it. I just think it's so fun. And, I hope folks take that to heart. You know, next time you listener, hopefully it doesn't happen, but you know, if you have a breakup with someone who's not great, you know, send them the song, be like, I'm the cutest that I've ever been right now. You're missing out on all this. I am hot stuff right now. You know, in the realm of like, beautiful women who know who they are and know how attractive they are. On one hand, you have Megan Thee Stallion, who's like, I am the hot girl. I am so hot. And on the other hand, you have Chode Kimeki Sendenbu, who is like, I am so cute. You are missing out on me being literally the cutest thing alive. I love that energy. And of course, with Paida, I mean, I think I mentioned it a few weeks ago when I first heard the album, because it was released literally like a month ago. But yeah, this really quickly became like one of my albums of the year. Second Sighting is just so great. If you love that kind of like, I don't know, bubbly kind of like, sort of like anime video game music type thing, check out Second Sighting. This is such a good album, and I believe Sapaida is one of those overseas idols, and she like made this entire record on her own, basically. Like, she found her own producers, she wrote her own lyrics, she put together like her own choreographies and things like that. And I haven't been in the Paida fandom for a long time, but as I understand, as somebody who's just recently started to listen to her music, I think since last year, this album was actually quite a long time coming, it's finally been released, and it's really satisfactory. It's very, very good. So please go check it out. On that note, we're going to continue on with the Kaigai Idol vibe. If you listened to Typically Tuesdays earlier this year, you know that Sam and I, my elusive guest host sometimes who talks with me about idols, we had the distinct privilege of being able to interview Non-Sweet, a local Vancouver overseas idol group, and they released their first ever album this year called Wake Up. I like a lot of the songs in Wake Up. It's very Non-Sweet, but this is the one that stands out to me the most because it's so different, and as I understand it in the fandom, it's actually quite a beloved song because it's just so unlike everything else that they've ever done. It's like angsty, it's a little bit dark. If you check out that interview again in the CJSF archive, cjsf.ca, there's actually also like quite a funny story behind it about the struggle for Non-Sweet to create the song and put it out to life. And I'm so glad that it worked out because this really was one of the bangers of the year that I kept listening to over and over again. Here's Cry Baby by Non-Sweet off the album Wake Up.
Holding on to nothing, feel what I wanna feel, fighting up deep down inside. This is a real story. least 고백할게 있어 피한 밤과 tears 그저 경극일 뿐 이건 내밀한 독백 아름다지만 warm bed 예측하지만 no way it's just not too much oh, 아름답지만 상실될 거야 첫인상은 강한 게 좋지 oh, 다정하지만 얼음장 같아 gonna make you crazy
chica 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 chica. That was Underground by Fivey here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. Before that, you heard Ascendio by Ive here on my end of year. Here are my top favorite releases of 2024 episode. Let's talk about IVE. Let's talk about K-pop. Let's talk about Ascendio. Ascendio? I don't know how you do the intonations. I don't even know if this is Italian. Maybe it's Latin or something. I have no clue. I like music that gives off, like, charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent, energy. And this was, in my opinion, the K-pop song. Actually, no. Whiplash by aespa was also really good. But this was one of the releases in K-pop this year that gave me kind of that charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent, energy. That is, like, the type of music that I enjoy listening to. The music video is also pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. It's got, like, other worlds, and it's, like, kind of got this, like, cool, like, edgy magical girl vibe with a little bit of, like, that kind of, I don't know, not cyberpunk quite, but sort of, like, you know, the cyber sigilism? Yeah, it kind of feels like that. It was a pretty cool music video. And I believe it also got taken down for copyright at one point, which is such an L. It is so funny. But I definitely just, like, kept replaying the song over and over during this year as well. And yeah, it is one of those, like, fun K-pop releases that I really got into in 2024. Of course, we got Fivey after that with Underground, and this is, in my opinion, also a club hit. It is also one of those charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent songs. Fivey is not exactly an idol group. They are a Japanese girl group their members used to be a part of a bigger idol group, I think. That's neither here or there. I don't really know their history, but I do know that the song slaps, because it is actually, like, about something incredibly relatable, and it sounds good. Let me read you, like, the opening lines of the song. Every day, wake up, have coffee, with a smile that hides the overflowing tears, and a life following a manual. I feel like dying, I just wanna escape. Wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. The sun is too bright. Wanna go, wanna go, wanna go. Feels like losing to the pressure of society. Feels like losing to the pressures of society. Now let's go underground, underground. Let's escape from here, underground, ground. A place where I can finally become the person I want to be. Let's go together, underground ground. And then they do this, like, para para, like, choreography. Para para, how to explain para para? It's like this popular kind of, like, I don't know, club dance, like, that is almost akin to square dancing from, like, the 90s and 2000s, Heisei era Japan. You gotta look it up. Just watch this music video. It is so good. I love this song. It is incredibly relatable. And it speaks to generations upon generations. So that is Underground by Fivey. We're gonna listen to some more music. We're actually gonna take a sharp turn into not idol music in the rest of the hour. We've got some Tasha coming up with Michigan off of her latest album, All of This and So Much More. I don't know, this album, I really enjoyed it, and this is one of those songs that I felt like had such drama in the melody. It just comes out of nowhere, and it's so powerful. It's not quite like a, like, I think, much of the other songs in the album, and so I think this is why it stands out to me off of it. Anyways, you're going to hear Michigan by Tasha coming up after this bird note here on Typically Tuesdays on 90.1 FM CJSF.
This is Bird Note. At the edge of the Arctic lies the vast boreal forest. In summer, it's home to legions of nesting birds, from warblers to loons. In early autumn, nearly all these birds depart for warmer points south. By November, this dark land of spruce and firs is a cold, forbidding place. Yet one remarkable songbird stays behind, the boreal chickadee. This tiny, dark-capped fluffball lives here year-round. How do boreal chickadees survive the harsh winter? First, during summer, they cache a great deal of food, both insects and seeds. Moths and beetles and even aphids are stashed away in bark crevices and under rough edges of lichens. The chickadees also store a lot of spruce seeds. Then in fall, the birds put on fresh, heavier plumage, and their feathers are more dense than most birds, creating a comfy down parka for the chickadee. And most impressive, the chickadees adapt to deep cold by lowering their body temperature at night from 108 degrees to just 85 degrees. In this way, the birds conserve their stores of insulating fat. So hats off to the boreal chickadee, a truly rugged bird, even if it weighs only 1/3 of an ounce. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
Bye.
Welcome back to Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was Ombigaze with Laminate the Sky off of their latest record, Shame. Oh, hold on. My name is Leslie, by the way, and I'm going to talk about Shame, the album, not the concept. That's for another day. I talk about that enough. Shame by Ombigaze is one of those albums that I listened to this year that I knew that would end up being on today's playlist, because that entire album is just so beautiful. The storytelling in those melodies and then the lyrics is gorgeous. And I mean, I guess I am a little bit biased because I do quite like Ombigaze. I think I've been playing their music for several years now on the show, ever since they formed. Which I guess hasn't been several years. I think they just formed quite recently, actually, in the last couple of years. But I've been playing their music ever since they formed. And this album is one of those where I felt like any song could have ended up on today's playlist, because each one is just so good. So check it out if you haven't. Shame by Ombigaze. I swear, you're in for a ride. I want to take some time to talk about some music that didn't end up on today's playlist because of restrictions for broadcast, mostly. Starting last year, I've decided to, like, in the beginning of the year, make a playlist that is just going to help me keep track of the songs that I really liked listening to. So it is kind of like my top hits of that year, I guess. One of the ones is Horny Hangover by Queen of Jeans off of their latest record, All Again. And unfortunately, that song is explicit. But with Queen of Jeans, the lead singer, I believe their name is Miri Devora, I mean, her vocals are just so beautiful, and they really show up in the song. And it's just about being like a pathetic little sapphic, honestly, getting so hung up by someone you hooked up with, and it turns out that they are a bit of a player. So fun, it's so good, and sounds really good too. If you get the chance to listen to it, please be sure to. But I feel like there's one particular artist that I really want to shout out this hour, and that is Doechii, because I loved Alligator Bites Never Heal, which is her Grammy-nominated album for Best Rap Album of the Year. I love the songs in it. I'll just put it on in the background when I work, and it's just like I am vibing so hard at my desk, and I'm like grooving a little bit, you know. I love Nissan Altima, obviously. I love Boiled Peanuts. I really, really like Catfish and Boom Bap. And unfortunately, every single one of those songs on the album is explicit. So I, like, because of the CRTC broadcasting restrictions, I can't play it. And yet, despite all that, I don't know if my favorite release from Doechii this year was any of the songs on that record. I think actually my favorite Doechii song of the year was Alter Ego featuring JT, because it's one of those, it's another one of those like charisma uniqueness nerve talent songs, and you put it on and you're like, I am the one, I am one of one, you know, I am so incredibly powerful, donning, you know, whatever it is that I need to perform this task or this duty, I am the HBIC. in this place. Shout out to millennials and Tumblr users who know what HBIC stands for. But yeah, that song like gets me. And if only Typically Tuesdays aired in the evenings, then you would hear it. And you would love it, I'm sure, as well. We're going to listen to songs, however, now that are not Dochi, unfortunately, but that I still really liked this year. It is probably not a surprise if you've been listening to Typically Tuesdays for the past couple of weeks that I am completely so incredibly entranced by this musician, entranced by this album. I got into it quite late, several months after it had initially been released, and when I heard it, I was like, where have you been all my life? This is another one of those albums which every single song could have, any one of those songs could have ended up on today's playlist, but this is going to be the one because this was the first song that I heard off of it. This is Eliana off of her record Woletto. And coincidentally, actually is kind of a curse word or a curse phrase in Arabic, as I learned from one of my coworkers. You didn't hear that from me. Anyways, here's Yebneli. Enjoy right after this bird note.
This is Bird Note. Sometimes birds change their tune. For example, white-throated sparrows in many areas have shortened their songs in just a few decades. But there are also songs that appear to have stayed the same over millennia. Several related species of sunbirds in eastern Africa live on isolated mountaintops, also known as sky islands. Their mountaintop habitats led them to become distinct populations and, in some cases, evolve into different species. But researchers found that two populations of one species, the forest double-collared sunbird, still have nearly identical songs, despite having separated into different mountains at least 500,000 years ago. That suggests the song that these sunbirds sing today is probably very similar to that of their long-lost ancestors. The findings show that there are good reasons for a species to keep singing the same old song. Having a unique and stable song helps birds recognize members of their own species, even if their ancestors split up long ago. So, if a tune works, don't change it. For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
حفلة ضلمة ونور عليها
Check by Flo off of their debut record, Access All Areas, here on Typically Tuesdays on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Leslie. For sure, that is hands down so easily one of my favorite songs of 2024. I played Flo last year on my Hits of 2023 playlist. Technically, the very first show of this year. But I played it, and I have no regrets about playing Flo again. Partly because, like, for some reason, they just don't pick up steam in Canada. Like, they've never charted in Canada, which makes no sense to me, because they have such good vocals, incredible production, their songs are banger, and they have so much swagger. Like, come on. That was a good song, but I'm happy about it because that means I just get to keep sharing their music with you. Yay, it's a win-win. We are hitting the top of the hour here, though, on Typically Tuesdays, and I want to thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you enjoyed the show, and thank you so much for tuning into Typically Tuesdays throughout this year. I've really enjoyed making the show this year, and I always love making Typically Tuesdays. It's like a part of my weekly routine to be able to do something creative. And it means a lot that you tune into it. And it means a lot to have your continued support. So thank you for doing that. And I'm wishing you a very happy and joyful, community-filled, love-filled 2025. Tune into more great CJSF programming by checking out Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon every Friday from 10 to 11, talking about like health and senior advocacy and writing. You always learn something new on that show. So that's Friday from 10 to 11. Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. One final song for today now. It is a top 40 hit, so I shouldn't really be playing it, but I'm going to because I've got stories about it. Or I have thoughts about it, I guess, which is very Typically Tuesdays. Number one, Chapel Roan is like the complete anti-idol, right? Like she, whereas on one hand, idols like really thrive in the parasocial relationship. Chapel Roan has like stated completely like, you are not going to parasocial me. So we started the playlist off on one end of the extreme spectrum, and now we're ending it on the other end of the extreme spectrum. But also, this song I find so fascinating because it became a top 40 hit and it is explicitly about something very, very, very queer. As much as Good Luck Babe is a love song, it is also a song about heteronormativity, compulsory heterosexuality, and homophobia. And I'm so fascinated by how it's become so popular amongst cishet mainstream radio listeners. Whether or not you're that, I hope you enjoy it. This is the final track of the final episode of 2024's Typically Tuesdays. Here is Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. I've been Leslie. Thank you for tuning in. I'll talk to you very soon.